Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. If you've listened to our podcast for some time now, or you've seen me speak or been to one of our workshops, you'll know how much we harp on about your website being the most important platform to your business, simply because your website is the only platform online that you own. The major portals, social media platforms, or any other third-party website, they're all businesses just like yours, and they can change the rules at any time, and there's nothing that you and I can do about it. If REA or Domain increase their prices, they have the right to do that. If Facebook says that you now need to pay more to reach your followers, they can do that too. Your website visitors are what we call your owned audience. On every other platform, you are simply renting access to an audience. You do not own it. By having your own website, you're in control of your own success. And the changes in someone else's business won't affect whether you stay in business. If you have your own website and it's the hub of your online marketing, then you have 100% control of every situation. At the end of the day, it's much smarter to invest in something that you own than to build something on land that doesn't belong to you. If you've been to any real estate conferences recently, you might have noticed an increase in the number of web developers actively targeting their products to individual agents, more so than recent years. Aside from the fact that it's far more affordable to build a website in 2016, than it was only a few years ago, agents are beginning to realize just how important a website is to their online presence. The reality is that as more and more agents build their presence online, they are in danger of becoming another Me Too real estate website. But it doesn't have to be that way. I'm often asked about the biggest mistakes that we see agents make when they launch their website, and I typically answer with the following. Number one, they didn't start sooner. Number two, they think that every new subscriber to their blog is a sales-ready lead that needs to be sold to. Number three, trying to do everything on their own. And number four, not immediately starting an email list. With the high number of agents launching their own websites recently, we're reminded of yet another mistake that many real estate professionals make when setting out to build their online presence. They don't have a plan. While you don't need a launch plan in order to build a successful website or online business, without one, you miss out on an opportunity to make an impact on day one that could easily put you 3 to 6 months ahead of where you would be if you just started publishing content without a plan. When you first create a website, nobody knows about it but you. Your best content is wasted, and eventually over time, it gets hidden in the archive pages. There are ways to bring new life back to old blog posts. But when you're first starting out, you want as many people to read those posts as possible. More readers equals more sharing and more authority right off the bat. On the day that you launch and share your new website, the aim is to have lots of traffic coming your way. Lots of traffic is relative, of course, and for any brand new website, any traffic is something to be proud of. But there are ways to maximize your reach and traffic on day one, which we'll get into in this episode of the podcast. You'll also want your new website visitors to perform a number of different actions, as many of the following as possible. Read your content, subscribe to your email list, share your content and website with others, engage on your website and leave comments, and get excited about what's coming next. The main purpose of the launch, beyond getting maximum traffic and engagement on day one, is to truly establish you and your brand as the authority in your local market. Try to think of the launch of your new website like an event, something important that happens during a specific day and time where your brand and everything it has to offer becomes available to the public. The specific date also helps you schedule what happens when and gives you a target date or deadline to shoot for. Assuming that you've spent time and effort on creating amazing content for your audience and you have a beautifully designed mobile-friendly website, it's time to launch. And the moment you go live, there are a number of things you should do. First, Email your database and let them know you're live, and give them an easy way to share your new site. These people are your ambassadors, and you're definitely allowed to ask them to share it for you. Second, use other platforms such as your social media profiles to drive traffic. There's no doubt that you've built some loyal fans, so it's time to turn your social media audience into your website and email audience. But most importantly, keep producing more content. If things are going well after the launch of your new website, you'll want to ride that wave as long as possible. And the best way to do that is to continue to provide more content frequently right from the start. Beyond those things, keep asking people to share your blog articles and videos if you're doing any, and subscribe to your email list. I hope I've inspired you to look at your website a little more closely, to build an audience on a platform that you own, and to launch your new website with a bang. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.